This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Melanie in Philly. Melanie writes, my ex got caught cheating and I broke up with him. This morning, he brought my personal belongings to my job in 6 Walmart bags. Everybody is in my business now. How could he turn this situation around on me and act like he's the victim?
You know, my brother taught me something when I was about 18. I got busted by these 2 girls. My brother had an interesting theory that I can see has carried over even in today in people's lives. The best defense is a good offense. You break up with me because I was cheating? Well, don't nobody down at your job know that. I'm going to pack all your stuff up in these 6 Walmart bags and drop them off down at your job. Now, you explain that. And why are they in Walmart bags? Why?
Is anybody doing a job?
Why is he at her job?
Yeah, why? He didn't have to go to her
now
job.
Now, see, if she went to his job and packed up his stuff.
Oh, it would have been horrible. Well, she didn't think of it first. y'all got to give credit where credit due. Come on, ladies.
Offense.
Come on, ladies.
She's
all right.
Trying to take the high road.
So he flipped it on her. All right. Moving on to Harrison in upstate New York. Harrison says, I had overnight company. I woke up at 2 a.m. and she was using the bathroom down the hall and the door was locked. I asked her not to roam all over my house while I'm asleep. She apologized and said she should have asked first. We've had sex, so why is she scared to use the bathroom around me? What?
Well, maybe she know. I got to get this down the hall somewhere. I got to get some distance. Ain't no need of me going to the one right here. Not the one that's in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I need to go down the hallway. Now, she apologized.
Yeah.
You asked her not to roam around your house. But see,
roaming.
Fellas, y'all got to understand now. First of all, if you're not comfortable with a chick, why are y'all spending the night?
Exactly.
Go over to her house. Mm-hmm. Get your boy to give you that phone call at the right amount of time where it'll be over with, where it's an emergency, where you answer the phone and go, huh? What?
It's
dog,
what?
Bring the, hold up, dog. Where you at?
Uh-huh.
No, man, I mean, where you at right now?
Uh-huh.
Are you cool? How many of them is it? Now, the whole time, dog, you putting socks on, you getting dressed, but stay in a concerned, frantic mode. Dog, I'm on the way, man. Why didn't you call me earlier, man?
Love it.
So what do you tell her? What do you tell her?
Going.
Well, you let her hear this.
I know she heard it, but
baby, I got to get out of here. My homeboy called me. He in a jam. They got him jammed up. And I got to go.
I'll go with you, babe.
No, you don't need to be in this. I'm not going to let you get hurt.
Oh, okay.
Just let me handle this. This is my boy. He in trouble. He always been there for me. Mm-hmm. I'll explain it to you. Let me go.
Okay.
Bam.
All right.
Bye. That's it. Stop having people over your house that you are not comfortable with. How many times? And you know how I know that phone call? Because I've had it made to me.
Of course.
Times.
Yes. Yes, Tom.
Now, what you say to your boy when you get to him?
Hey, man, listen. I was with this babe. I know you don't know, but just anything happened, man. You had an emergency. You was on the side of the road, and they put you in the van. That's all you got to say.
They put you in a van?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
You see, that's why I asked how many of them was it.
All right. Moving on to Cheryl and Raleigh. Cheryl says, my husband and I were feuding, so I asked his best friend for advice. My husband saw the text messages and he broke my phone. He said his best friend isn't a therapist and he's off limits. Why can't I talk to the person that knows him best? What's up?
Lady, you can't go call. You can't have an argument with your boyfriend and call his friend. Do you know how it look? First of all, we as men, we don't do that. All we use our friends for is to cover a lie. That's it.
That's
we
it.
We do not. Yeah, we don't go to him for counseling and
advice.
All
none of that.
No.
Dog, what would you do if this happened to you?
Well, you know that can happen occasionally, but that's very rare. But we are not therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Do not call my friend.
You're the reason we go to therapists. That's the difference.
Well, you know, Shirley, I don't really like the way you said that.
So got a
I'm
lot of
nerve. That.
But the truth sometimes, yeah.
Because the segment is called Ask the CEO. CEO. CLO. Ain't nobody asked Shirley nothing. You in the strawberry letter.
I was talking to you, CEO.
You in the strawberry letter.
Anyway.
Let's get your segments together, okay?
Oh,
I don't
whatever.
Do poems, you know. I don't do pranks.
I'm mad because I said you make us go to the therapist.
Well, Shirley, have y'all need them.
We all do. We all do.
No. Yeah, all y'all do. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I tried to say half y'all, but all y'all do need therapy. Yeah, I agree.
Men and women.
Nah, all right. I ain't never needed therapy. I ain't never been down there. It don't do nothing for me.
Last one. We're moving on.
Last one.
I know.
I got good sense. I'm not finna sit up here and let you cause you got a legal pad. You went to school. You don't even know me.
Anyway. Okay. All right,
it's hard
on
to be my therapist cause I'm gonna lie to you. So you can't
that's
possibly.
That's why you need therapy.
You can't possibly get to what it is with me.
You have to tell your therapist the truth.
Do you know what therapist's job is? No therapist is there to cure you. A therapist is there to listen to you every Thursday, 10:30, sitting time.
Oh, they're not trying to fix you.
Bruh, I know a person who told me they've been going to the same therapist for 25 years.
Oh, it's broke.
You just down there telling this lady what you did this week. You can't possibly.
Okay.
Be still going down there for help.
You must be wrong.
Oh, you need to go. Yeah. All right.
You got a paid friendship. That's all you got.
So,
go on down here and give my girl this $250 and tell her what happened this week.
All right, last one. Jerome in Montgomery says, my girlfriend lives with her baby daddy's family. She's been there since she had her son 4 years ago. I hate going over there. As her man, am I obligated to provide housing for her?
I'm not in that at all. This is a breakup right here.
Should he get her an apartment? That's what he wants. House.
No, I don't see that.
Money on
okay.
Her?
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.